You know, it was a remarkable news story the other day. You had to see it. But these guys were drilling right outside of AT&T Stadium, and they hit a gas line, and the truck goes up in flames, and they had to sit there and just let it burn out rather than, you know, have the gas go everywhere. They finally got it out. But it's unbelievable. I mean, that's all new construction out there. How could they not know there's a gas line out there? Well, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to call 811 before you dig. In fact, there is an outfit called Texas 811, and that's the whole reason they exist. At least I think it is. Chris Stovall is the CEO of Texas 811. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
So you didn't get a call from those guys?
No. Well, actually, I don't know if we got a call from them or not. I was scrolling through my Twitter feed, and I noticed that. And, you know, the first thing I think is, oh, my gosh, did everything go right? You know, because there is a requirement to call 811 first. And sometimes people do, and they go through the process, and we handle their locate request, and we send people out to mark. And, you know, very rarely, but occasionally, it still ends up in a line cut. But the Common Ground Alliance has statistics that show that if you call 811 first, then the likelihood of a line cut and drops to less than 1%.
Okay, so let me. I'm really glad you exist, but I didn't really know that you existed, you know, prior to our meeting here. But so how does this work? First of all, who pays you?
The utility operators, the utility companies, pay us to protect their lines.
So Oncor and the gas company and everybody else.
Yes.
So if I'm a contractor and I'm going to drill and I call you guys, it doesn't cost me anything to have you out.
Correct. It's a free service to the contractor, the excavator.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. So why wouldn't they do it?
You know, still a lot of people don't know that 811 exists, that there is this service out there that you can find out what's below before you dig.
But it's interesting. I mean, now that one really surprised me because my sense is that, like I say, that's all new construction. It ought to be mapped, but there got to be places all over that, where gas lines were put down, I don't know, 80 years ago or something. Nobody has any idea they're down there. How do you know where they are?
So the utility operators, they provide us with a mapping of where their underground lines are.
And they know where they are?
Yeah, most of them do, yes.
And then do you go at, well, go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted. But so they have maps, and they, but then you have machines that go out and identify?
So how
like
it works.
Radar machines or something?
The excavator will call 811, and actually you don't have to call. You can actually visit us online at texas811.org, and you can do everything online or through a mobile app now, but still, 811 is the easy-to-remember number. You give us a call, we find out where you're digging and what's in conflict with where you're digging. Then we are the notification center. We send out notices to everyone near that excavation site.
So I get you. So they can't be spontaneous. They can't just, oh, well, let's go out and excavate today. I mean, maybe that's the reason they don't call.
Right.
Sometimes.
The state law requires a 2-working-day notice, and that gives the utility operators plenty of time to get out there. A lot of them go out themselves. Some of them hire a third-party contractor to go out, and they hook up and use some equipment, locating equipment, and find out where the underground is, and they mark it with paint and flags.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.